Blog Talk Radio.
Change is gonna come. Talk for the last show of the year. Someone hit the one button. Okay, here we go. 504-7657. Who we got?
Oh, this is Pete checking in, you hear me? It's how that
goes. Hey, what's up?
Huh? Oh, I ain't sick, but I see y'all to change that song up, huh, bro?
Oh, change is gonna come. Change is gonna come.
Change is gonna come, huh? Shit, hopefully I'll be running this year, bro. Fuck. Y'all pray for me.
2020 gonna be a good year. 2020.
Yeah, a couple of y'all, we made it to my Godzilla's Christmas party. We went to the museum, check out the artifacts. had to dust them off like we do, like them archaeologists do.
I'm gonna be on mute. I'll be on there.
All right. All right, dude.
All
right. Well, I guess we can talk about who y'all think was the races of the year. I know Boom always do that every year. I seen Brian had posted something on NO Fast Toy, so everybody ought to bring up who they think was the races of the year this year. Would it be track or street? So don't be quiet. I'm not alone with it. Somebody need to hit the one button and talk to me. .5
we got? Hey, what's going on, Jamie?
You rich?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's happening?
How y'all
who
making out there today, man?
You doing all right?
Oh, yeah, I can't complain. Over here in Texas trying to make a few dollars, man.
Yeah, that's what I said. I think you just get the last show off for everybody to go out and have their little party for the end of the year.
Yeah.
So who you think did some racing this year? I think you called him Ryan New.
I know he raced a lot this year.
That's what I was about to say. That dude, Ree,
he was cutting up.
Yeah, Ree's with everything.
And I don't know too much on the street, so I just see what I see live on stuff. And we ain't been doing too much racing ourselves.
Glenn Ree's put on, too, with Silver Camaro Bertha.
Yeah, I seen him up in Lucas one time racing. Prentice Lucas. He was up in a big piece to head up there.
And Sherelle also. Sherelle Lockett.
Yeah, I forgot about side piece. Yep.
Yeah.
So the bunch of them.
Boys really made a name for themselves this year, man.
Yep. So that'll be pretty much the topic tonight. Everybody.
I'm going to go ahead on mute, man.
Yeah, that's fine. We got a couple of people on here. Hit your mics and let us see input. Y'all going to listen to me breathe because I'm not like boom. I'm not long-winded. But I'll see what I got to say and I'm finished. Oh, y'all suckers. Oh, man. Oh, here we go. 504-2041. Who we got?
What's going on, Racing World? Ratchet Racing in the building.
What's up?
Oh, man, I ain't making no noise, man. Happy New Year to everybody within the sound of my voice. And hope 2020 be better than 2019.
Oh, yeah, I think go ahead, positive thoughts.
Hey, Jamie, you know anybody who want to buy a front cap for a 85 Cutlass and got the exhaust cut out in the fender?
No, off the top of my head. A complete full job, a whole nose cap, nose piece.
Yeah, the whole front cap without the hood.
Okay.
It's just the two fenders in the front.
All right.
And another thing, you know anybody that do front clippings? I'll call you on the back line.
All right.
I whip on my mama house and all. And look at my cabinet. I didn't see no titles. I gotta look one more spot. That I keep the papers. You know, I ain't never gave up on it. I'm still looking for them.
Hey, Roger Racing. I mean, I know it's not 8 o'clock. I know the show's still fresh and can on, but I heard you was looking for me, man.
Yeah, man, I'm always looking for you. You my buddy, man.
Oh,
you're the only one.
Man.
You're the only one I get along with, man. Don't nobody else like me.
Oh, well, I don't care for you too much either. I'm just fucking with you. But look at y'all. I'm out of town right now, man. I should be done up there in the next 2, maybe 3 weeks, man. Hopefully you still in the vicinity when I get back.
Man, I'll be gone. I'm leaving on the 9th.
Damn.
Man, hey,
man,
Jamie, he know I was coming down on the 23rd, and his ass got a heart attack.
Man, let me tell you something.
He know I was coming down on the 23rd, because your words was, when I come down on the 23rd, you said the 24th, down on my ass, you was gone. Meet you at
that
the stand at the track. It didn't matter.
That was true, but then I got a phone call that said, come your ass to Texas, you come make some of this money, you know? So, I mean,
yeah,
that's where I've been.
Look. Hey, you should have never answered that bitch.
Shit. For what? You ain't gonna bet too much money. We were supposed to race for $500 at the track, you know? And I mean, you never showed, but Time will tell. We'll get it together. Our schedules gonna cross each other one time.
Yeah, it's gonna be real soon, man.
But I tell you what, now, I got a backup.
Huh?
I got a backup. Another little Malibu set big like mine, small block one kit.
Yeah, well, I got backup too. A big
block. No. We ain't looking for your backup. I mean, I'm just saying. I got somebody who's willing to step in my place to race you. Because you're looking for action like that.
I'm looking for your action.
Okay, well, that's fine too. He a slower car anyway, you know. I would have rather do you myself, but.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So, it'll be soon, buddy.
You'll
be down for Mardi Gras, I hope.
When is Mardi Gras, man? Is it January or February?
I think it's February. February 25th, something like that.
Yeah, I try to come back. It depends on what's going on.
Okay.
I mean, to be honest with you, it's up to me. I mean, I can stay out there 30, 90 days. I mean, you know, they know I'm from out of town, and I got to come back and check on things. I mean, but me, I like to go out there and stack my chips, then come back. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I can come back every 30 days if I chose to, you know, but spending that money coming back on a plane ticket, going back and forth like that every other month, it's costing me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But Jamie, whatever you do, don't forget after the show, because the show might not last all night. I want you to call me, bro. I need to ask you something real, real serious. But I heard Boom had a party tonight, man. The bitch ain't tell me nothing about no fucking party.
You don't like it.
Yeah. That's a good thing. You know something? That right there just makes you want to dig deep off in his ass.
Oh shit. Oh man.
Damn, what the fuck? Somebody riding the horse?
No, that's my dog drinking water.
Oh, all right. But yeah, man, I heard Boo got a party tonight, man. You know, and he ain't invite no real racers.
Hey, why you ain't come to Michael Dillon? Oh, you what time when you came in? You was on the 23rd. Why you ain't come to Michael Dillon?
Michael Dillon already had this.
Oh, okay. That was a sad. You must came in later.
I came in about 11:30, 12 o'clock.
Oh, shit. All right. About the same, man. Why you ain't come?
Fuck, you was there?
Who? Yeah.
Why you ain't call me, man? You know I ride a private jet. I got a phone on my jet.
This motherfucker.
I got a phone and two blow dryers.
Oh shit.
Yeah, we went up there and clowned with him. Yeah. Hey, look, my birthday is April the 27th, bro. I want to throw myself a party, and I want all you guys to come, man. You know, I want to give it somewhere, to be honest with you, where we could bring our cars, you know?
Yeah.
April the 27th.
What day?
I think it's gonna fall on the weekday, but I'll probably give it on the weekend somewhere.
Well, do it the 20th after, because the 24th they got that race in State Capitol, and the week before that they got Holly Springs, and the week before that is Boone's race. So we won't do it toward the end of April then.
Yeah,
April is packed.
I'll be out of town, but
mm-hmm.
I can come back. But see, the thing is, my contract is up May the 15th. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So what I might do is wait to after that and just throw myself a party a little later somewhere. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I'm saying. You know, call me on the back line. Maybe me and you can hook up and rent the track, man, for my birthday, and we can throw something huge.
Well, I'll talk to you.
Yeah, call me. Let me know, because I was talking with Bullet. And Bullet won't do something. I came up with a good idea with him. And I think it'd be a good turnout. A lot of people would love to see this race here between him and the Bird Boys, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, B against B.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And, you know,
mm-hmm.
Bullet said he going to drive it. He said he going to drive his own car, and Jerry got to drive the old Pro.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I think a lot of people love to see that race, bro.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, the best two out of three.
Okay. Shit. Yeah.
What you saying? What I'm saying, you know, come on the back line, bro. Everything over with him, maybe, you know, don't call me on this number here now. This is my whole number.
Well, I had to, whatever number I got in my phone.
Yeah, you got a man number in your phone. Whatever you, the number you got on that computer right now, do not dial that one. For fucking Big Ridge might answer.
Holy shit. Well, it's quiet tonight, man. Everybody's quiet. Hot Rod, I see you on here. He ain't talking.
Hot Rod better not say nothing. Down on his ass, I'm gone. Take me for a fucking joke. Fuck High Rod. I'm gonna split his head to the FAT. TT. Man, what T is that, man? What T is that, man?
T's text us earlier in the group text. And he said he's going to some concert tonight.
Man, Cheese going back to the factory, man. They try to mix him with some condensed milk. That shit spoiled.
Oh, shit.
I'm on here listening, Jamie. I was getting shit together.
Oh, okay. Well,
what's going on,
High
Rod, baby?
So that and with it.
Hey, bro. You know, you my partner, bro.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, bro. Hey, bro. You know, me and you are cooler than Boom, man.
Yeah, bro.
they tell me Boom got a party tonight. He ain't even invite no true racers, man.
Oh, that's what I'm getting ready for. I'm on my way.
Yeah, where the party at?
Nah, I'm just fucking with you. I don't know.
Hey, look. I started calling him and asked him, and knowing him, that bitch might tell me he's in Baton Rouge, and that bitch right there in Marrero.
You know it. Yeah, I wanted to ask him about that. I wanted to ask him about Pep Boy. Pep Boy is doing a shutdown sale. Like, they not going to be doing no more nothing but service work. So they selling everything in the places. Yeah, 40% off.
You might walk down the one of them aisles, man, and catch a boom. And catch a boom on the aisle, 40% off.
Damn it, man. Yeah, they say it's like 40% off right now, and then I think it's supposed to go to 50 or so, after the first. Tomorrow, 50 or 70 or some shit. They're trying to get rid of all the merchandise, and then they're going to only be doing service like shit, you know? I don't know if it's all of them, but I know all the stores, a lot of the stores down here done did it.
So, and what, they gonna restock?
No, nobody's saying they're going to just be getting rid of all that shit and only going to do service work, like, you know, maintenance on cars and shit, install shit.
Yeah. Well, you know what that means, you know?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people about to lose their fucking job.
Yeah, well, you know, Boone can't finish putting no motor in the fucking truck, so, you know, he ain't bought no maintenance.
Boy, you cold.
Yeah, boom. Might lay there and pull a fucking starter over and tell them they got to come back tomorrow.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
Yeah, this motherfucker, he can't finish putting a motor in the S10. I put my motor and transmission in my motherfucking self. And look, and put a transmission out five times, normal line. Four times, the fifth time, JoJo LaFrance pulled it out and fixed it, but I pulled that bitch in and out by myself. And here it is. He can't finish with that. Boom, gonna be without his jaw.
Oh, man. Boom might be moving in the corporate. He might be moving in the corporate. You know he's working on that management position.
What he might do, you might walk down a special aisle for Boom and you might see sausage dog on the rack.
Oh, man.
The whole rack gonna be punched. The whole rack ain't jamming. The whole rack gonna be punched off a sausage dog. Because he can disassemble, but he can't have a cymbaline. Yeah. If they ever give him a job disassembling, Boom the man. If they tell Boom he got to put it back together, I get back with you. Thank you, man. Man, that motherfucker can't even put water in the radiator, man. Motherfucker fuck behind there and stick the whole pipe in the fuel tank. And tell him it's conventional. Try it now.
All right, you something.
Yeah, hey, I know that big head bouncer listening. I down to press that one button. Down on his ass, I'm gone. I feel it tonight. Hey, look, I just drove my truck too. Oh, I need a front alignment. Bad, man. I hit that motherfucker, man. And come off of that bitch went straight to the right. I held it, but I need a front lineman bad. I got brand new tires on the front, so I ain't gonna keep driving it like that. I gotta find some regular tires and bring it and get a front lineman so I put my other tires back on.
Want me to tell you how to get it aligned?
Yeah, let the air out the tires.
What'd you say?
Let the air out the tires, huh?
No.
I had to get it aligned. I mean, I got brand new front end parts for it. I just ain't put them on yet. Like inner outer rise, that length bar. I got all that shit, man.
You need to put it all on there. Ain't no sense if you want to get it aligned and then put it back on, then you got to get it realigned.
Now, I'll probably bring it to a shop and let somebody go ahead and put it on for me. You know?
Big money girl.
I ain't got
shit.
Huh? Nah, it ain't there, bro. I do what I can do. What I can't do, I pay somebody to do. So Boom need to call me so I can put that fucking motor in for him. And then, bro, what friends are for us, man? I mean, I'm not going to charge him nothing. I just want him to crank the pot up, man. Brought some turkey necks or something, you know what I'm saying? He can't get look. He can't put no heat in the motor, but he could dance and put some heat under one of them pots.
Oh shit!
Yeah, and you know this show is being recorded, so he needs to go back and press rewind.
Yeah, you listen, huh?
He gonna call me, man, and cuss me out, hounding me, man. Get your motherfucking ass in the water box. Fuck that shit. Whatever you want to do. Bet a thousand. Man, motherfucker, bet a thousand. Bet two. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm going to turn sausage dog to a weenie dog with no buns. Yeah.
Oh,
and you're going to think... Look, you're going to think some red ass got on his ass. He going to be dragging the ground. Cheeks hanging out.
Oh, shit.
Hey, hi, Ryan.
Yeah, what'd you say, Chapman? What's that?
Hey, bro, what's going on with you in the field, man? I'm waiting to see that fucking race, man.
I think they're waiting on me. I've been having issues with it. So I'm getting the fueling system redone. All that had got water in it, didn't know. So first it was the transmission and the converter. Transmission blew at the track, then the converter. Then the fuel system, I had water in the fuel, got that changed, got all that changed coming back up with that. So once that's done, test it. If it act right, it's on. Jamie, you know the quote. If everything good is going down.
Hey, bro. I can't go out there and give up
no wins no more. It looks like if I give up a win, everybody happy about it. So when I go, I got the best foot forward from here on out.
But you just saying something, man. But Jamie, he just saying something kind of laying back the boom, man. I mean, he said he had water in a few, man. I mean, and what you fucking. Yeah, I mean, you ready to hold? You gone through your fuel cell?
What happened with it, man? I don't know if it just was in the fuel, some fuel that I got, and I didn't pick it up, didn't notice it, and didn't go back out with it. So it sat there because it was acting up. And then when I opened up the line and shit, and saw all the shit up in the carburetor, decided to check the fuel system and the filters themselves.
No, I know what happened.
The fuel come in on the outside of the filter.
I know what happened. You fuck around there trying to find you a jug to put some fuel in, and you lay there and grab one of the antifreeze jugs and put some fuel in it and fucked around and grab a jug with the water in it and pulled it in that tank. I tried now.
As much was in there, it might be that way. I don't know. We got it out. We think we got it out now, so we're going to see what's happening.
Well, as you were pouring the fuel in with one hand, did you have one of them green bottles in the other hand?
Oh, no, I don't pour no fuel.
You don't pour it? Well, how the fuck did it get in there? You don't go to the pump.
I said I let somebody else pour it in there. I don't pour it.
Oh, man, well, somebody got you then.
Hey. I don't think so. It might have just been some old fuel come out of one of the drums. That's all.
Man, come on, bro. Man, you tell that shit to a mule, he kicked the piss out you.
Yeah, he better not be letting me stand on side him. He fuck around and miss. He gonna lay down.
hey, you gonna fuck around there and have some mule burgers, huh?
Yeah, dig a hole and lay him right there. Roll him over. Shit.
Shit,
it'll
man.
Be all right, though. I think we get it lined out, though. I mean, you know, it look like you can't test down here. So, if you call yourself trying to test, they're on your ass because you're trying to test. And then if you go out there and you try to do something half ass and get your ass whooped, you took the worst ass whooping in the world. So, gotta have your shit together. Anywhere, I'll say anywhere,
man.
Not just down here. Anywhere.
Yeah, well, don't feel bad. I go to the filling station and get and fill my jug up with 93 and set the jug in the back of the truck. Fucking truck, the jug tilted it over and broke the cap on it, and all the gas leaked out.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Well, at least it didn't light up. You can make it with that. Fuck.
Yeah, I mean, but as I got to the house to put the fuel in the fuel cell, you know, them fucking 10 gallons turned to a gallon and a half. So I seen the hose on side the house. I said, well, I just put the hose in there and turn the faucet on, go and fill it up.
I sound like you're lying, though. talking about putting the fucking 93 in that bitch. He trying to build a case, Jamie.
93.
Somebody pump gas, huh? Somebody pump gas, all right.
Yeah. No, bro. I did do it, but the gas did waste, though, bro. It weighs in the back of the fucking pickup.
Man.
Oh, man. But see, what I normally do is go get 93 and go to AutoZone and get the octane boost and dump off in.
Yes, indeed. What, the $30 can?
Yeah.
Yeah, go up 8 points. Yeah. You can buy that right over there at Nolan. You can go get you some 110.
Yeah,
right,
I ain't never been to Nolan, man. The last time I was at Nolan, man, I was hauling dirt back there. That was they were building it. I ain't been to Nolan since it come up.
I'm
lying. When Joe Adago was living, we rode them go karts.
Yeah. Hey, you go in there, tell them you come and get some fuel if you run unleaded. You can go in there and get it unleaded at the pump.
Come on.
Yeah, I think up to 112. I'm running leaded, so I ain't you.
Yeah, well, I've been trying to find me some fucking loading aid.
Some what?
Loading aid.
Well, they got shit. They got no lead over there. You can go get some no lead.
Boy, motherfucker ain't got no sense, huh? Unleaded. Yeah. I want some no lead.
Yes, James is mighty quiet. I mean, what you that was only a two on that day, or are they just people just listening?
No, I just got a few. They got 10. It's laid back. I guess, you know, people's at party. You know?
Yeah.
My feet are heavy.
Hey, Jamie.
Looks like
they're
about to start throwing
be
a few shootouts out there on the local circuit. Yeah.
Yeah, and in Mexico, huh?
Yeah, if you buy in, win and take all type things, you know.
Yeah, that'd be nice. But see, I know what it is, you know. Everybody at Bull Party and Bull Party got us on the intercom. Everybody sit back, listen, cracking jokes and shit.
Let them crack. Man told me he gonna run me on a motor.
I seen that video, Jamie. Fuck me up, man. And that big block, he was rubbing on it, man. Big head like he had delay. What problem?
Who that? Who running you on the motor, Jamie? Well, I got threatened with that today too. Somebody called me asking about a motor race. Ferb with the vet. First say, what's happening with that motor? Oh, I can't do nothing. You a bad man. You better than me. I can't beat you. That's all I could say. I ain't got no excuse. I can't win. We'll figure it out when I figure it out.
Like Dylan say, I drive. He gonna get on the motor.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Oh, I forget your boy name that running the track at No Problem.
Steph.
Oh, that's Steph. Yeah.
He made a post with that big block.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie, I'm coming for you, Jamie.
He's going to split it to the F-8. Yeah, that's all the most stuff. That's all I got to say.
Mm-hmm.
Switching gears. I'm going to switch gears again.
So. I'm going to have to get on old brother-in-law. Have to get on old brother-in-law,
yeah.
Yeah. Be in January. Man, he talks shit to everybody walk in the goddamn room.
I can't be ready for January.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying. I mean, you know, that I'm anticipating that for that date. You know, we're supposed to.
When is that? The 15th? That's 2 weeks. Huh?
I think 17, 18, or something like that.
Yeah, whenever the third fall. It had the shit at the fall.
The stars had to line up. 2 weeks left to match.
And everything else for me. Ain't no big. I'll be ready for April, though.
What they got? They got something big coming up in April.
Shit, the Boom got his race that Saturday before Easter. The following week, Brent Self and Black Sheep Mafia got a big race in Holly Springs. Then a week after that, Reggie Rapp and them having that race at State Capitol, where they got TVC who we had come down and prep. They prepping the track.
Mm-hmm.
So that's three big races right there. And then, not along with whatever anything else that's popping up, I think they got that Streetcar Revolution that Mike Peavy brought. That's in March sometime. Before April. March. That's how much it is. And then I see a lot of stuff. Emerald Coast is trying to line out a couple of bi-monthly or something shootouts. Like with what's the name? Blake go to a lot. They got like a limited drag radio, which is certain size motors or turbos and stuff where it's more competitive. They got something.
Yeah.
They're drawing something out with that. So that'll be good this year, man. At least the first part of the year. But I'll need to load up and go travel somewhere, even if it's to Atmore, man.
Yeah, maybe make a move. Crash the set.
I'll come up here to print some of them guys I like to run on the street. Them guys on that. They just got to get down this track. Get this little track, because that's where Bertha and them was at. Glenn Reeves and all them was up here. Up over there, not here, but up to Lucas that time.
Yeah, we used to run. We used to run up there down every weekend.
Dude, that's a fun track on a Sunday, even if you just watch it. You sit there, they cut up in there, it'd be packed. Food would be packed.
Just that ride back. Shit.
Well, now y'all see how we feel when y'all. We go to No Problem. To No Problem.
Yeah.
I mean, well, granted, it's still an hour and something for us to go to Lucas. So,
I think it's damn near right at 3 for us.
But it's like us going to Atmore for 3 hours.
Yeah,
it's an hour and a half. Well, we're kind of lucky because it's an hour for us to go to State Capitol, an hour and some change. Push the speed limit, you can make it to Gulfport about 45 minutes, 50 minutes, under an hour. Tasburg was an hour and some change. Lucas was an hour and something. No problem, I got. So we actually kind of lucky where we at. But it just seemed like No Problem takes so long to get there, which it don't, but it just seemed like it do, man. I guess because it don't have a lot of sights. You just seen all that thing. We all definitely need to go, load up. He's like, baby, Yeah, Elbow Coast. Even US 90 on Friday night. You know?
Yeah.
He's trying to catch
what's his name? Big Jake? Big Jake race.
That's the one that's in XRP. XRP. Okay, because I knew he had one in Darlington. Now, when is that one?
It's gonna be this one gonna be in XRP, and I think it's March. End of March.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, we're trying to turn a few of them loose out there that weekend. We're gonna try to turn. We're gonna turn the Trans Am loose and see what we can get it to do.
Hell yeah. He's gonna have us a early show tonight.
Yeah, looking like it. Shit, I'm about to get ready to get some stuff together myself,
I ain't
man.
I might shut this up and down by 8 o'clock.
Yeah, y'all be safe, man. Happy New Year's. I'll get with y'all.
All right, yeah. Same to you, huh?
All right.
Well, Rich.
Yeah, I'm still here.
How
are
you?
All right. Yeah, would you about to shut it down?
Yeah, ain't too many people talking. So, I figured everybody at the... I figured everybody was waiting till later to go out. So, that's why I figured last week I was tied up at a party, so... Christmas Eve stuff, so that's why I didn't have nothing then. But... Well, see y'all next year, fellas. As everybody say.
Don't forget to give me a call, yeah.
Yeah, I'll give you a call, see what you need. Call them there. All right. Well, next week, fellas. Be 2020. See you all closer to. Make it racing great again. All right. Next week, y'all be good. And have a safe night.
Right.
Be careful. Remember, Uber's only $12. Don't go out there and drink. Get crazy. All right. Later.